所以我们也看见这十八年神带领他们走过中国，收养许多的弃儿，然后神怎样的让这些孩子们得到照顾，并且得到福音，并且得到使命，如今可以在神的工厂上面。所以我们感谢主。We know Dan and Laura for about 18 years now. Then their children, three of them were young, very young actually. And this year they came back for their child's college graduation from Moody Bible School. And she went to Africa for mission in the summer and now is waiting for the visa to Japan. To be a teacher to serve God over there. So over the years they've been faithful in China, reach out to the lost, and no one like many of the disabled children. So not only that, they educate them, raise them up. They've been educated, also be inspired, be calling into God's mission. So we give thanks for God's name, for God's work through Laura and Tianan. And they are now also into the mission of Bethel Mission Group that we want to encourage Christians all over China to reach out to more people, because China is so huge country, so many population, they need salvation. 所以我们继续的祷告，他们开始这个施工，给蒙神赐福。今天早上我们就请赵建安跟 Laura 到我们中间。Time's yours, please.
Hi, 弟兄姊妹，主日平安。下面我们看一段圣经。
Let's look at the Bible together.
马太福音第九章三十五节到三十八节。
Matthew chapter 9:35-38.
马太福音第九章三十五到三十八节。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
好，我们再看。再看一个路加福音十四章二十五、二十六节。
Let's look now at Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 26.
路加福音十四章二十五、二十六节。
Luke 14, 15 to, I'm sorry, 14, 25 to 26.
二十五节。有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
好，我们再看路加福音十四章三十三节，我读一句，你们跟着读一句啊。
Let's look down at verse 33 in the same chapter of Luke 14, and he'll read
三十三节
one part of it, and then people will follow along with him.
这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Please repeat each little phrase after me. In verse 33, in the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
好，下面我们再看最后一个，罗马书第九章一节到三节。
Look at the last passage here, Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 3.
好，新约罗马书第九章一节到三节。
Romans 9, 1 to 3.
啊，找到我们一起来读啊。我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，由我良心被圣灵感动，陪我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅，与基督分离，我也愿意。
So let's read Romans 9:1-3 together, please.I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of the brothers, of my brothers, those of my own race.
啊，我们用中文哈再读一遍，我们读慢一点哈，一边读一边默想这三节经文哈。我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，由我良心被圣灵感动，陪我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅，与基督分离，我也愿意。好，下面我们做一个祷告。我们祷告闭幕，听一首歌啊，一首韩国的歌，非常感动。
我也
神父，我们感谢赞美你。主耶稣啊，谢谢你为我们造成肉身，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，我们的恩主连枕头的地方都没有。主耶稣啊，我们再次想到在亚洲，在中国，每年有多少人自杀、车祸，多少吸毒的、离婚的，多少癌症病人在病房里等待耶稣的福音。主啊，叫我们再不要像祭司和利未人，看见被强盗打伤的就绕道走掉，见死不救。主啊，叫我们能够效法保罗，不以福音为耻，效法主耶稣，走遍各城各乡传扬福音。主啊，让我们白白地得来，也白白地舍去。主，你怎样爱我们，也叫我们怎样彼此切实相爱。主啊，求你祝福今天的聚会，叫我们所讲所唱的都能荣耀天父的尊名。主啊，求你祝福以下的时间，主耶稣，求主也将得救的人数也天天加给这个教会，相信这教会后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。主啊，求你垂听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿们。感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
我们这个二十年都是做这个收养残疾小孩和流浪小孩这个工作。
For over 20 years, the Lord has led us to work with abandoned babies and street children.
怎么开始做这个工作呢？
How did this start?
在70年前，罗娜她有个外祖母很爱主。
70年前。
差不多吧。
Well, a long time ago, my grandmother really loved the Lord.
她外祖母就祷告很多年，希望她母亲和她阿姨能够到非洲、到巴西去做宣教士。
She prayed for my mother and aunt and asked the Lord that they would become missionaries to go either to Brazil or Africa.
那时候美国的教会都很复兴，都很愿意把自己家里的长子长女最好的奉献给主。
That time the Church in America was really revived and people were really willing to give their children over to the Lord as sacrifices for them to become missionaries to go overseas.
她外祖母祷告很多年，但是她母亲和她阿姨那一代一直没有出去。
She prayed for many years, but my mother and my aunt never went out as missionaries.
但是到了第三代，罗娜和她妹妹这一代，上帝才成全。
But down to the next generation of my sister and myself, the Lord sent us out as missionaries.
她妹妹她两个上的基督教大学。
And we both went to a Christian college.
大学毕业，她妹妹到这个南美洲的一个环球福音电台做宣教士。
After my sister graduated from college, she went with Transworld Radio overseas to do gospel broadcasting work in the South American Caribbean area.
罗娜21岁，大学毕业到台湾一个接待总会做宣教士。
At the age of 21, the Lord led me over to go to Taiwan as a missionary and worked with an orphanage.That was belonging to a mustard seed.
她一边在那边服侍那些孤儿，一边服侍学习中文。
At the same time of taking care of the orphans, I was able to go and learn Chinese.
她学会中文了，知道在中国有很多这个弃婴啊，还有这个残疾婴儿被扔到火车站，扔到医院。
After I learned Chinese for a while, then I heard news about in mainland China about how many abandoned babies were just found around in different places, like in train stations and on the road.
他们也常常流泪祷告，希望早一天能够到中国帮助那些最需要的孤儿。
So the Lord led me and here's to pray for the children over in China. Both the Lord would open the door for me to go over to China, mainland China.
后来他86年来到中国。
In 1986, the Lord opened the door for me to go.
我们在教会认识了。
And then we met each other in the church.
后来我就问他，我说罗娜，你在基督教大学毕业，为啥不到这个圣经学校教圣经或者外院里面教英语？
And he asked me, well, why don't you, after graduating from a Christian college, go and teach in a seminary or teach English somewhere?
你为啥选择这收养残疾流浪小孩这么辛苦的工作？
Why did you want to start adopting a baby? It's such a difficult thing to do.
后来他就跟我讲，他在这个上这个威顿大学的时候，他们快要毕业了，他们宿舍有四个爱主的姐妹，每天晚上向神特别祷告。
At Wheaton, to get together with my roommates, we would often pray together.
他们祷告就是向神说，主啊，人的一生很快就要过去，我们愿意在这一生能够做上帝最喜悦的工作，但是呢，我们又不明白什么是上帝最喜悦的工作。
We pray that the Lord would reveal to us what kind of work He would be pleased for us to do.
祷告快有一个月的时候，他们学校来了一个老牧师来讲道。
then after praying about it, there was a verse in scripture that was put upon our heart.
那老牧师呢刚好讲到这个新约雅各书1章27节。
In James chapter 1, verse 27.
他们说在神我们的父面前呢清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。 并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
It says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
当时那个牧师讲解得很详细，他说耶稣基督第二次再来的时候， 不是问我们教堂盖了多大， 也不是问我们把这个圣经背了多少遍。
When Jesus comes back to the Christians, he's not going to say, how many times did you read the Bible, or how big of a church
did you
build for me?
耶稣来了会问我们,
he's going to ask, did you do unto the least of the brethren what you're supposed to do?
那牧师就讲解马太福音25章。
This is based on Matthew 25, you can look over there.
耶稣来的时候把这绵羊山羊分两边。
About the judgment of the sheep being separated from the goats.
耶稣对绵羊说：“我饿了，你们给我饼吃；渴了，你们给我水喝。我住院，我坐监狱，你们来探访我。”
Jesus was mentioning that when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was in jail, you came to see me. When I was sick, you came to visit me.
门徒问耶稣说：“主啊，你什么时候病了？什么时候饿了？我们给你饼吃。”
So the disciples were asking Jesus, "Well, when was it that we saw you that you were thirsty or hungry, or that you had some kind of need?"
耶稣说：“这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
Jesus' answer here is talking about Jesus as a king. He said that you can look in verse 40. I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
这些做的人要往永生里去。
And then those who did what they were supposed to,
不做的要往永生里去。
They're going to be able to. They're going to be going to heaven, but the ones who didn't, they're going to be ended up in the eternal fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels.
当时罗纳他们听了非常受感动，就很愿意到世界最偏僻、最需要的地方，帮助那些无依无靠的孤儿。
And so we were really willing to go out to the places that had great need to be able to help orphans as the Lord led.
当时他是在西安交通大学教英语。
At first, I was able to go into mainland China as an English teacher, so it's teaching English in Delphine University in Xi'an. In the house church that I was involved in Xi'an, there was a lady who found an abandoned baby who was only 7 days old.
有人知道她喜欢小孩，他们就抱来问她要不要。
She knew that I liked children, so she said, would you like to have a baby?
她就把第一个小孩生下来了。
Sure, I'd love to have a baby.
过了两个月，我母亲到医院探访病人，说医院的长椅子的急诊室那边又放了一个小女孩。
A few months later, my mother-in-law went over to a hospital in Xi'an and found another abandoned baby on a bench in the waiting room of the hospital.
我给罗娜讲了，罗娜说，那你去看看，没人管，你明天给我抱回来。
And so he mentioned to me about the baby, and I said, well, if nobody's going to take her, please go and get her.
好，第二天我去了。 我问那个护士说这个小孩能不能抱走，护士过来把棉袄打开，腰上长了个疙瘩。And
so he went and asked the nurse, is it okay if I take this child away? And the nurse opened up her clothes in the back and there was like a big bruise on her back.
他说这种小孩，他说昨天有个老太太抱回家了，晚上洗澡的时候发现有个疙瘩，第二天又送回来了，这小孩在这已经放5天了。
And the nurse said yesterday there was an elderly lady who took this baby back home and she was going to take care of her, but then when she was going to give her a bath, she found out she had a huge growth on her back, so she brought her back to the hospital again. If you're going to take care of this baby, I would advise you not to, because it's just going to be a burden for your whole, for her whole life to take care of.
他说我劝你也不要管这种小孩，这种小孩你要管了，要做手术，可能一辈子下肢瘫痪，非常麻烦。
Because she's going to need operation, and she might end up with not be able to walk, so I advise you not to take her.
我就去给罗娜打电话。
So he called me up.
我说护士不让收养这种小孩，很麻烦。
Because the nurse said that this is going to be a lot of trouble to take this baby. She's trying to tell me not to take the baby.
罗娜说我在这个台湾孤儿院见过这种小孩，虽然天天坐在轮椅上，但是也是很喜乐的。他说你还是给我抱回来。
And I told him that when I was in Taiwan in the orphanage, I saw the same type of child that was not able to walk and just had to sit all day, but she was very joyful and said, please, please, just bring the baby anyway.
后来我看他很坚定，我就给他抱去了。
So he knew that my attitude was definitely that I did want the baby, so he brought her everything.
过了两个礼拜，学校领导和公安局的人知道了。
2 weeks later, the wrong people found out about it. The police discovered that they were taking care of the baby.
公安局的人就来劝他说，中国有计划生育政策，不能随便捡小孩，你把这小孩送到国家福利院。
And so the police said, well, we have this policy here in China that you can only have one child per family, so we'd advise you to take this baby and put her in the government orphanage.
他说你要跟我们合作就在这儿下学期继续教书，如果不合作下学期就不让教书了。
If you cooperate with us, then you can stay here and continue your job next year at school as an English teacher. Otherwise, you will not be able to extend your contract next year.
当时让罗娜选择，你是要小孩还是要工作。
So they let me choose. Do you want the baby or do you want your job?
罗娜就向神祷告，有很大的压力。
So I prayed to the Lord about it.
他过了一个礼拜，他有一天灵修了，就看到这个出埃及一章十五节。
And then one time during the devotions, I was reading Exodus 1 around verse 15 and beyond.
上面说有两个希伯来的收生婆，当时埃及法老王给他们说，你们给希伯来妇人收生的时候，如果碰到男婴就把他杀掉，碰到女婴就留他存活。
It says here in verse 16, when it was talking about the midwives in Israel, no, actually the Israelites, they were Israelite midwives in Egypt, I'm sorry. It says, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him, but if it is a girl, let her live.
但是收生婆因为敬畏神，没有照着埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。
Verse 17.Midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live.
他就明白，神让他看到这个经文，就是要凡事顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
So after looking at that passage, I knew that we are supposed to be obeying God over the king if it's something in contradiction to the scripture.
他当时就抱着俩小孩到外面一个姊妹家去住，没有在学校住。
So I took the two babies out of the school where I was and went over to a Christian sister's house and lived there instead.
过了一个礼拜，两个小孩拉肚子了，他就到儿童医院去看病。
After a few weeks, both of them got sick. Actually, we're living in the kindergarten after that, but anyway, they got sick and then I took them over to the hospital.
看完病出来，他发现那儿童医院的院子外面围了很多人。
So a lot of people around the entrance of the hospital looking at something.
他叫别人去问了一下，知道又有一个小婴孩唇腭裂，很严重的，不到一个月的小孩。
Discovered there was another abandoned baby, a little baby boy who had a serious scare lip and a cleft palate, lying on the ground at the entrance of the hospital.
在那儿童医院的院子撂着，当时七月份。
It was in July. He was abandoned out in the entrance of the hospital.
当时他心里就向神祷告说：“主啊，我再等五个小时，如果没人管，就是主给我预备的。”
So I prayed and said, Lord, okay, I'm going to wait about 5 hours because I had to take care of the other two children. And if nobody's going to take this baby, I'll take him too.
他到下午六点又来了，看那个围观的人都走了，光剩那小孩在那院子撂着。
About 6 in the afternoon, I went back and everybody was gone except for the baby.
他就叫出租车把这第三个小孩抱回去了。
So we got a taxi and jumped in the taxi with all three children and went back to the kindergarten.
回去以后，这个过了半个月，学校领导和公安局的人就知道了。
And then the school found out that I had yet a third child.
他们领导就来说，你们前面俩小孩没有办手续，我们也没有同意，你就又捡了第三个小孩。
The leader said, we haven't even agreed to the first two, and here you are getting a third one.
你在这要如果再住一年，不知道你要捡多少小孩。
If you live here another year, I don't know how many babies you'll end up with.
我们已经开了党委会研究了，给你20天时间，赶快打包准备行李离开。
We'll give you 20 days, and then you need to get all your luggage prepared and leave this area.
当时当地的弟兄姊妹也有很多发怨言，就埋怨罗娜。
A lot of Christians were complaining about what I was doing.
你本来在这教书，免费住房，免费电话，你为了几个残疾小孩，连自己的工作都没有了。
He said, you had a really nice job here, a free place to stay, free telephone, and now you're, because you're taking care of several handicapped babies, you're losing all of this.
感谢主，有一天下午我们就在神面前祷告。
So one afternoon we prayed together before the Lord.
主啊，这个当地教会也没人帮忙了，这个学校也不给办签证了，我们下一步该怎么走？
We say, well, the church is not helping us here, the school is not giving me a job.
祷告中呢，我心里就有个感动，说这城若有逼迫你们的，就逃到那城去。
As we're praying, the Lord put on my husband's heart saying, if this city is going to persecute you, then you should run to another city.
后来我们两个就准备行李，一人抱个小孩，给我母亲留了一个，我们就去火车站坐火车，准备到上海。
So we prepared all of our luggage and.Two babies, and one of whom we left my mother-in-law, and we started to get on the train to go to another city.
当时一上火车，火车上的人非常多。当时是九一年，
就是 1991, one of those trains that was packed with people.
火车上都没有座位，走廊都是人。
We didn't even have a seat.
我们抱着小孩，这个很辛苦。
It was really difficult with holding babies on the train.
也不断的向主祷告。
So kept praying to the Lord to help.
走了两站，有个列车员从餐车提着两瓶水走过来，看见了。
After going about two different stops, there was an attendant on the train who came over holding some boiled water glass in hand.
列车员就问说：“这个外国人怎么抱了个中国小孩？”
And so he started to ask, "Why is the foreigner holding tiny baby here?"
后来罗娜给他说是收养的小孩。
So I told him that it was an adopted baby.
后来他知道了，他说：“哎呦，他说我一个小孩一个礼拜天歇一天，比我上班还累。你这带三个小孩，两个有残疾病，这一天要咋生活？”
He said, then he found out about having three children. He was like, "Oh, I only have one, and it's even more stressing to just take care of one. I can't imagine how you take care of three."
他说：“你到下一站，从火车站站台上走到最后一个车厢，我在最后一个车厢开门，可以来我们车厢。”
So you can get off, and at the next stop, you get off of this.Train compartment and go to the back train compartment and I'll open the door for you.
后来我们到下一站，从站台上跑到最后一个车厢，他给我们开门了。他那个车厢呢是个空的卧铺车厢，没有人。
And so when we went over to the new compartment, it was actually an empty compartment.
我们上去就给大人小孩都安排个卧铺。
And it actually was a birth train compartment, so he arranged for us to have births that we could use there.
我去找列车员去补票去了。
And so he went to try to upgrade the ticket.
列车员说：“算了算了，你们这也是为社会做好事的，不用补票了。”
But the train attendant said, "Oh, you're just doing something good for society. You don't need to pay for this upgrade."
好，那回坐火车差不多是这一辈子最艰难的一次啊。
It was about the hardest time that we ever had on the train, just getting on the train with all the people.
但是没想到上帝的祝福和预备呢，是最丰富的一次。
But it was also the most blessed time because then the Lord had.Prepared a completely empty compartment with just our family in it.
整个一个空的卧铺车厢，只有我们一家人在里面住。
Praise the Lord for that.
很像那诗篇四十六篇上讲的。
Just like it says in Psalm 46.
耶和华是我们的避难所。
Lord is our refuge and strength.
是我们的力量。
An ever-present help in trouble.
是我们在患难中随时的帮助。感谢主，自从我们家收养这三个残疾有病小孩以后，我们看到上帝的神迹奇事一直也随着我们。
So ever since we started adopting handicapped children, we've seen a lot of miracles.
要不要把那个打开看
pictures on now. Keep going.
这个是那个最早的三个小孩，中间那个是那个安诺，是七天的小女孩。
So these are the three children we were talking about that the Lord led us to find. The one in the middle there, his name is Sarah, and we found her as a baby abandoned in a hospital and she was only 7 days old.
Okay. 旁边那个穿黄褂子的是那个腰上长了疙瘩的小孩。
The one with the orange shirt is the one that had the growth on her back that was the grandmother's found in the hospital.
现在今年就是他毕业了，从牧笛毕业。那个中间的小女孩呢，她从牧笛又考到那个威腾，明年毕业。
The one in the orange shirt is the one who just graduated from Moody Bible Institute this year. The one in the middle there is, she's transferred from Moody after 2 years over to Wheaton. She went to Tanzania this summer for short term.
这个小男孩叫一诺, 他, 还在穆迪, 明年毕业。
The one on the side here is named Enoch, and he's the one that was found in front of the hospital. He's,
他是这个车格列小孩。
He's the one with the hair lip and the cut palette. He's back in Moody now. He has a year and a half before he'll graduate.
这种纯格列小孩还特别聪明。
We have several children that have hairless and cleft palates. They're very smart.
今年三月份他也去菲律宾那个宣教了，有四个多月。
In March he went several months to Philippines for a short-term mission.
圣经上说，我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
The Lord tells us in the scripture that if our parents abandon us, then God is going to receive us.
当选他们的时候没有户口。
When we found them, they didn't have any kind of registration at all.
但是上帝的恩典，在上海的时候碰到一个文汇报记者，他因为一个文章，后来我到公安局去办他们的护照，那个处长看到这个报纸的文章了，后来就很同情，就很奇妙的没有户口的情况下给他们办了三个中国护照就出国了。
We were in Shanghai for a year, and there was a newspaper reporter who put this this thing about us in the paper. And so then, when my husband went back to Xi'an to try to get registrations for them, all three of them were able to get Chinese passports because they had seen the article in the paper. The grace of the Lord happened.
办到那个护照以后，我们到美国领事馆去办签证。
So all three of them, after they got their Chinese passports, then my husband went over to the American consulate in Guangzhou to get a visa for them to come to the States.
第一次有一个南美洲的一个美国人，很高很胖一个女的，她不同意，她说这三个小孩有残疾病，到美国会给国家增加负担的。
At first, there was a lady from South America who was dealing with the case, and she said, "Oh, you can't take these three children to America. It's going to be adding a burden."
他说 Laura 的名字翻译的也不正确，送回西安重新翻译，我们半个月又去了。
And she gave us a hard time. She said my name was translated wrong, and so she had us go back up to Xi'an again to retranslate the name.
第二回去，这个工作人员看着不好办，他把领事叫出来了。
When we came back again, then she said that she thought it was a difficult case to deal with, so she called her superior to come over and deal with the case.
这领事出来了，听见罗娜讲的中国话。他就问他说：“哎，你的中国话倒比我讲的还好。”
So the counselor came out and said, "Oh, why is your Chinese better than mine?"
罗娜说在中国待了十年。
Well, I've already been in China for 10 years at that point.
他就问我你怎么信耶稣的
？So he asked my husband, "How did you become a Christian?"
How did you become a Christian? 我就给他讲了讲。
So he told him how he had become Christian.
他说：“那你把你所喜欢的圣经章节随便给我背一段。”
He said, "Okay, well, I want you to memorize. I want you to recite one of your favorite Bible verses." Then.
当时我想，哟，这又不是神学院，这怎么考我圣经呢
？So this isn't a seminary. I wonder why he's testing me on the Bible here.
刚好我那个礼拜喜欢的圣经是诗篇121篇。
That week I like Psalm 121.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
我的帮助从那造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我给他背了以后，他很高兴，他说：“好，祝你们一路平安。”
After recited to him, the counselor said, "Oh, that's great. Okay, we just wish you a wonderful trip."
看到这个神的话大有能力。
So we can see that God's word has lots of power.
他说：“你们中国不要这残疾有病小孩，我们美国要。”
The China doesn't want these abandoned handicapped children. America wants them.
当时我听了很受感动，我说：“你看这个信基督教的这个人讲的话，和前面那个不信的人讲的话完全不一样。”
So my husband was very moved. He said, "This Christian is speaking so much different from the other, the first person who was not a Christian."
我就想，为什么上帝祝福美国？因为美国人尊重上帝。
So why did God bless America? Because a lot of Americans. Are respecting the Lord.
我们有一次在一个教会啊，看见他们呢教会上贴了张学良的相片。
One time in the church we saw his name is Zhang Xueliang, a famous man from China.
说张学良推着轮椅，两个护士一边挂吊针一边挂氧气，每个礼拜天都要到教会去做礼拜。
We saw a picture of him posted up in the church, and it was of him in a wheelchair with nurses beside him, and he had oxygen and IVs going, and they were taking him to church in a wheelchair.
我看到那个文章第一次，我一看，我心里想，哎呀，这张雪良快100岁的老人了，在家里借着光碟看看，不是就行了？
At first, when my husband looked at this picture, he says, "Oh, this person's almost 100 years. Couldn't he just stay at home and watch the church service on some DVDs or something?"
第二个礼拜，我去那又看见这个相片了。
But the second week, when he went again and saw the picture again,
我心里就有个感动。
He had a heart,
就看到这个张学良真是尊主伟大，快100岁的老人，但是每逢礼拜天都要到教会做礼拜。
He realized that this old man is really respecting the Lord, even though he had all these disease problems, these sicknesses, he was still going to the church because he put God first.
圣经撒母耳记上有个地方说，尊重神的，神必重看他；藐视神的，他必被轻视。
In First Samuel, it talks, and there's a place that mentions about if we respect the Lord, the Lord's going to respect us.
感谢主，我们很顺利，全家人到美国来了。
And so then, really smoothly and peacefully, we brought our whole family to the States.
在佛罗里达一个 missionary house 住了一年。
We lived in a missionary home for a year.
后来三个小孩就入美国籍了。
In Florida, and then all three of the children here in the picture, they became U.S. citizens.
当地的弟兄姊妹就劝我们不要回中国了。
And a lot of the Christian friends around us were trying to convince us to stay in the States and not go back to China.
说你回中国三个小孩上学还要交学费，还要租房子住，说在美国小孩上学都是免费的。
So if you go back to China, you have to pay tuition and pay for housing and all this. And here in the States, they can go to public school for free.
我们也在祷告，也很挣扎，是回中国还是为了小孩受教育留在美国。
We were praying about it, whether we should stay in the States or whether we should go back to China.
有一天早上灵修嘞，罗娜看圣经，刚好看到民数记32章。
One time I was reading in my devotions in the morning, from Numbers, chapter 32.
他看完以后，他跟我讲，他说既然你有时间看看这个民数记，32章1到6节，很像在说我们一样。
So if you have time, I asked my husband to read Numbers 32.Verses 1 to 6, and it sounds like it's talking about us here.
民数记32章1节到6节这样讲哈，流便子孙和加德子孙的牲畜极其众多，他们看见亚谢地和基列地是可牧放牲畜之地，就来见摩西和祭司伊利亚撒，并会众的首领说，从第4节，就是耶和华在以色列会众全面所攻取之地，是可牧放牲畜之地。你仆人也有牲畜，又说我们若在你眼前蒙恩，求你把这地给我们为业，不要领我们过约旦河。摩西对加德子孙和流便子孙说，难道你们的弟兄去打仗，你们竟坐在这里吗？
From verse 1, read part of it. The Reubenites and Gadites, who had very large herds and flocks, saw that the lands of Jazer and Gilead were suitable for livestock. So they came to Moses and Eleazar the priest,and to the leaders of the community and said, jumping down to verse 4, the land the Lord subdued before the people of Israel are suitable for livestock, and your servants have livestock. If you have found favor, if we have found favor in your eyes, they said, let this land be given to your servants as our possession. Do not make us cross the Jordan. Moses said to the Gadites and Reubenites, shall your countrymen go to war while you sit here?
我们第一次来是94年元月份，这个95年96年，很多香港的牧师传道呀，也是一家一家的移民到美国加拿大。
The first time that we came to the States was in 1994, and in 1995 and 1996 there were a lot of pastors coming over from Hong Kong to the States before 1997.
听说很多香港的教会都没牧师了，因为当时害怕97回归不自由。
And they were afraid in 1997 they would lose their freedom, so a lot of the churches in Hong Kong were losing their pastors.
在中国也很多北京上海好的牧师啊神学老师啊也想办法来美国加拿大来这边留学。
A lot of the pastors in Beijing and Shanghai were trying to come, think of some way to come to the States.
来这边留学留就留在这里不回去了。
So when they came to the States, they just didn't go back to China.
反而是很多英国人美国人特别多的韩国人，他们把自己国家亲人放下跑到中国去传福音。
But a lot of people from England and America, and especially from Korea, left their jobs and their families and everything and went over to China.
在中国新疆云南各个少数民族都有这个韩国宣教士在那边传福音。
If you go to China and look in Xinjiang and Yunnan and a lot of different places that have minorities, you can see Korean missionaries working there.
就很像在经文上说，难道你们的弟兄去打仗，你们就坐在这里吗？
Like it says here, shall your countrymen go to war while you sit here?
当时这段经文对我们很扎心，就觉得很像在说我们一样，如果我们为了三个小孩留在这边受教育，就不能回去传福音。上帝借助这个话就感动我们，就回到中国去。
So the Lord just pressed on our heart that if we stayed in the States with the three children, it would be kind of like this passage here of not going where we're supposed to. We wouldn't be spreading the gospel back to China anymore.
我们那年回到这个成都，就碰到很多流浪小孩。有一次在街上散步，我那看五个流浪小孩在那打扑克，没穿上衣，就是头发很长。我那问他们晚上住哪里，他们说住在车子棚睡觉。
So the Lord led us back to China. We were living in Chengdu at that time, and one time we were walking at night time, and we crossed the place, and then we saw some children playing cards on the street at night. And we asked them where they lived, and they said they lived just down on the street at night.
罗娜就问他们要不要来我们家洗洗澡换换衣服，他们五个都愿意来。
So we asked them if they wanted to come over to our house and change their clothes and shower, and all five of them were willing to come.
后来我们就开始这个收养残疾流浪小孩这个工作。
So we just started taking in street children that year.
开始收养五个，过年的时候我们想办法把他们送回家，到他家了解了解。
So after taking in about five, we kept taking care of them until New Year, and then we were going to try to, during the Chinese New Year, take them back home.
可是那流浪小孩呢回到家过了年以后过了一个月又来了，又带了两三个流浪小孩带回来。
But after going back home for the New Year, then they came back again bringing three new ones, so we had even more street children.
我们就发现这个工作还做不完了，因为中国大城市离婚率太高了，很多流浪小孩就跑出来。
We found that this was a job that was never ending because there were so many divorce cases in China, and so a lot of the children were running away from home and it was easy to find them on the street.
这算不算是这个三个小孩09年考到牧笛神学院的时候过圣诞节我们来看他们在那个路上我们照的相他们都长高了。
This picture was taken several years ago of Sarah Elizabeth Meenick when they were on vacation from Moody. We went down to North Carolina and visited my parents.
当时这三个小孩18岁以前跟着我们在中国都是搬家跑来跑去，没有一个固定地方上学。
For 18 years in China, they were with us moving from place to place all over China.
我以前想着他们要是上高中都很难考上。
So my husband was thinking it's going to be very difficult for them to test into high school.
但是没想到09年他们考牧笛圣经学校的时候，当时报考了是1680名学生报考，录取了390个，他们三个当时都全部录取了。
But they were able to finish high school graduation, and they applied for Moody. There were over 1,000 students that applied for Moody, and only over 300 were accepted, and three of them were all in that group that were accepted.
圣经上说，你们要先求神的国和他的义，你们所需用的，神都会加给你们。
The Bible tells us in Matthew that if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, these things will be added to you.
在成都住了一年，现在有60多个流浪小孩。后来我们尽量都给他送回家，给他家人再传福音。
We lived in Chengdu for a year, and the Lord led us to find around 60 different street children, and then my husband was able to take them back home one by one, and then what's the next thing?
有一次罗娜去参加一个妇女查经会，那个师母在讲道。他说：“你不要以为你在这儿住得很舒服、很安逸，上帝感动你去传福音，你就走不了了。”
One time I went to a service in Chengdu, and the pastor's wife was saying, "You don't want to just think that you're, settled and living here so comfortably. When the Lord puts on your heart for you to move, you don't want to say no to Him."
罗娜听到师母讲以后，回来就给我讲，他说呀，上帝肯定感动我们，还是回到你老家去传福音。不要住在成都这儿。
The Lord was putting on my heart that we shouldn't continue to stay in Chengdu, even though it was a wonderful time there, but that we should move back to my husband's original hometown in Shaanxi province.
后来我们就祷告和求上帝给我们 三个凭据，如果在一个月内能认识三个陕西渭南人在成都，我们就顺服主，就搬家到陕西渭南。
And so we prayed that the Lord would give us proof if He wanted us to move to 渭南, that we would the place of Shaanxi province is.
后来很快，罗娜送小孩。
Three people from the same place within a month.
后来罗娜送小孩上校车的时候，也有个姊妹送她小孩上校车。回来的路上，罗娜就问她，你老家是哪里来的？她说在陕西渭南。
And so the proof started coming. One time when I took our children to get onto the bus to go to school, I met two people right away that were from 渭南, the place that we were asking the Lord about whether we should go to or not.
到一个周末，罗娜在小区散步呢。那个姊妹和她姐姐也带个小孩在那儿散步，罗娜就碰见她，就问她，她说这是我姐姐，都是从渭南来的。
Yeah, one was he was telling the same thing. One person we'd already met from 渭南, and then we met the sister as well, so there's two people from 渭南.
过了两礼拜，有个美国的姊妹来看我们那些爱心之家小孩，她走的时候有个教会开了车送她到机场。去机场的路上，罗娜问那个司机说：“弟兄，你老家从哪儿来的？”
And then we had a guest. She came to visit us, and when we were having her go to the airport, we found a driver to take her to the airport.
那个司机说：“我老家也是从陕西渭南来的。”
And we asked him, "Where are you from?" And he said, "I'm from 渭南."
当时我们得到这个凭据，就立刻就打包搬家到陕西渭南。
We'd already found three people from 渭南, so we just immediately started to pack our things to go to 渭南。
到那陕西渭南就住了一年，又捡了十四个小婴孩。
We lived there, and the Lord provided 14 other abandoned babies for us while we were there.
就是捡了有四个是唇腭裂，三个脑积水。
Four of them were had hair lips and cleft palate, and three of them had water on the brain.
后来我们给他们起的名字就叫天恩、天赐、天民、天利、天保、天顺、天禄、天爱。就是世界不要他们，天父要他们。
He's telling you their Chinese names. We gave them English names. They're actually different from the Chinese names. But anyway, the meaning in the Chinese for their names is heaven. And then another word, for example, Tian En is like heavenly grace. And so.The reason we put the word heaven in front of all their names is because the earth didn't want them, then our God in heaven wants them.
这是当时呢那几个小孩捡的。
Here they are, some of them.
捡的时候都是不到一个月。
When we found them, they were less than a month old, but here's a picture of them when they were about three or four.
看到上帝也很祝福他们，也都是开始没户口，后来我们就发信息，用手机请弟兄姊妹代祷，后来有个弟兄说他能帮忙办户口。后来给小孩都办到了户口。
The Lord really blessed them. At first, they didn't have any registration at all, but we, my husband text messaged out people to pray, and there was one man in one church who said, "Oh, I can help them get registration."
特别我们有一次在这个青岛捡了五个流浪小孩。
Now another testimony. One time when we were living in Qingdao, we found several street children.
快要过年了，我们要回去过年，就是到火车站去买车票。
And we were going to the train station. My husband was taking the children to the train station to try to buy tickets to go back to Xi'an for the New Year.
那时候过年还剩三天，那个车票很难买，买了一天也没买到。
It was very difficult. Only 3 days before the Chinese New Year, so it was extremely difficult to buy any kind of ticket.
晚上回来吃饭的时候，我就给小孩讲，我说今天晚上好好祷告，明天一定要把车票买到。
So he came home and told the children, "We need to really pray because we need to buy these tickets tomorrow."
第二天又去买车票了。
They went again the next day to the train station.
刚到火车站广场转了一圈，被一个警察看见了。
He was going around the train station with these street children, and then a policeman saw him.
警察把我叫到办公室。
He said, "Come to my office, please."
他说：“你这几天带着这几个流浪小孩在这窜来窜去的，你想做什么？”
He said, "What are you doing with these street children going around the train station these last few days?"
当时我心里也很生气，我说：“这个警察，你不抓坏人，还抓好人。”
My husband was really angry. He said, "Why is he catching a good person instead of a bad person?"
我给他解释，我说我们是信耶稣的教会的，把这些小孩往回家送的。
He explained that he was a Christian and he was trying to find these three children's families. He was going to take them back home.
他说现在这个社会这么复杂，你说你做好事，我咋能相信你？先把你身份证查一查。
The policeman said, "Oh, this is such a complicated society now. How can I believe what you say? Please show me your ID."
后来我想起来我那包里面有一个报纸复印件，我把它拿出来让他看。
He remembered a newspaper article that was about us in it, that was in his little in his bag.
他一看，他说：“哦，还真是做好事的。那你这几天在这干什么？”
And so the policeman looked at the article and said, "Oh, you really are doing something good. Well, then, what have you been doing here the last few days?"
我说想买车票回家过年，买不到票。
He said, "Well, I've been trying to get a train ticket to go back home, but I can't. There are none for sale."
他说：“如果这情况，你咋不早来找我们呢？你找我们，我们可以协助你买车票。”
The police said, "Well, you should have told us about this earlier. We can help you get the ticket."
后来他那副所长给那卖车票的主任打电话，就帮我们买了五张车票。
So they called. He called into the superintendent in the train station and said, "Please help them find. Please help them to buy five train tickets."
啊，就是圣经上说，耶和华在我们患难的时候做我们的避难所。
So this is an example of how the Lord was ever present to help in time of trouble.
在我们中国教会，他们弟兄姊妹喜欢唱一首歌，说躲过一次危险，失去一次荣耀。
In the house churches in China, there's a song that they like to sing about if you pass over a dangerous time.
避去一次患难，失去一次祝福。
If you avoid the danger, then you're going to miss out on blessing.
说平稳度日的人不懂得依靠。
People who are just comfortable along in their lives don't know about trusting in the Lord.
他们也唱不出我们的新歌来。
So they're not able to sing the new song with us.
我们这二十多年都是这样的很坎坷的路，但是上帝一直在暗中还是帮助我们。
So over the past 20 years, we've had lots of ups and downs, but the Lord has always been helping us through everything.
特别是这个我们09年送三个小孩来美国上学。
In 2009, when we brought the three children over to go to Moody.
回去的路上我们灵修的时候看到这个使徒行传第六章。
Then when we came back, we were looking at Acts chapter 6.
上面说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食原是不合意的，当以祈祷传道为念。
Two, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Because of the time, we can't tell you all the stories about all the children.
也很奇妙，那回我们来美国玛丽兰一个教会分享的时候，有个姊妹说原来给你们办签证的那个 Peter 他就在我们的英文堂，他太太是个台湾人，后来有一天做完礼拜我们就碰到他。
We went to Maryland to a Chinese church one time, and then after we told them some of our testimonies, they said, "Oh, the consul that you're talking about, he goes to our church, his name is Peter." So this is a picture of him and his wife and his
son. 他说他92年到94年在广州领事馆做领事。
He was from 1992 to 1994. He was the consular in the American consulate in Guangzhou.
他说那两年凡是签证同意的都是他同意的，拒签的也都是他拒签的。
All the visas during those 2 years to go to the States were he was the one who approved of them, and all the visas that were rejected, he was the one who rejected them.
当时就是他让我背圣经的。
He was the one who asked my husband to recite the Bible.
因为在美国的这个讲这见证一个你们这边这个讲台比较高比较紧张，还有这个时间比较有限，所以说华人证呢今天又突然又是翻译就是有时候就比较紧张在中国聚会这个不限制时间的他巴不得你多讲点，你只要不累不下来他们都不会让你下来
In China usually there's not much of the limit on speaking, so sorry for going over the time here.
这是 Laura 她父母还有 Laura 的妹妹和她妹夫。
My parents and my sister and sister and brother-in-law and their two children and Sarah and Nick family.
我们下面看一下我们那个我们就是09年送了三个小孩以后回去，神感动我们成立了这个宣教使命团， 因为我们在广州住五年，经常到香港开会啊。香港开会呢，他们一开会呢，就是五天。开会时候大家都觉得很好，都是基督徒和基督徒坐在一起啊，吃饭呀、交通啊，都说神的恩典多好多好，很像那个彼得、雅各、约翰登山变相一样啊，说这里真好呀，好像要搭三座棚一样。但是他们回家以后呢，教会搁家了。
In 2009, we took the children over to Booty and then went back to China again. At that time, my husband was noticing that sometimes we would attend big conferences in Hong Kong, a lot of Christians together. It was a good time of fellowship, just like when Jesus was up on the Mount and such a good situation there being with Jesus, so they didn't want to go down from the mountain. But he was noticing that after the meeting was over in Hong Kong, everybody was just going back home and they were not connecting with each other anymore.
当时就拿了个手机，就发的信息啊，群发，在中国很多弟兄姊妹都用手机，发的信息一发出去以后，第二天有几十个人就回信了。就说我都信主十五年了，我整天都是为儿子、为房子、为车子活的，哪有时间为主活？想为主摆上也没有地方去，就愿意报名参加这宣教使命团。
So back in China again, he was led to start a little mission group of going around, giving the gospel. He used his text messaging, method of contacting people, and there were about 20 some people who were willing to come and have a meeting, and then going out for evangelism.
后来我们就每个月开两天宣教使命特会，然后就呼召弟兄姊妹说，谁能留下一个礼拜或者一个月，我们可以到不同的城市、医院、公园、学校去发福音单张。
Starting to have the meetings every month and then going out with Christians to spread the gospel, sometimes to hospitals, sometimes to parks. You can see the signs here. If they believe in Jesus, we will receive eternal life, going around with the signs.
这是我们今年元月去海南岛去发福音单张。当时我们去了十四个人。
14 people went.
当地这个教会呢知道了以后，也出来了十几个人，我们就一起到海南岛的海边呀、公园去发福音单张。
And then some about over 10 people from the local church also came out with us together, going to the beach and different places to preach.
但是我们想着带这么多人去，人家接待怎么接待呢？后来呢，那边当地弟兄姊妹就介绍了一个温州的弟兄，他开了两家宾馆。他就很乐意的接待，就开了五个房间，我们就住在那宾馆里。
Going out with over 10 people together, we were wondering where we were going to stay, but then the Lord provided a Wenzhou brother who had a hotel for welcome us to stay in his hotel.
我们一举个牌子，在那公园一走，很多的基督徒就追上来了，说呀，我来了一个多月还找不着家庭教会，你能不能帮忙介绍一下？
When we went to the park with these signs, some Christians would come over and ask us, I've been here for a month, but I can't find a church. Can you help me find a house church?
我们说那刚好，你可以跟着我们一起去发单张吧。他本来都是来度假的，也没有啥事情，后来就跟上了十几个人。
So there were about 10 people who joined in with our efforts there, so we could go together and give out the gospel tract.
就是我们在一个小学门口看见学生准备上学，就趁机赶快给他们发单张。
Jesus was born in an elementary school, and so we just, as they came out from their classes, we just gave the tract out to them.
一般有人就会讲说，哟，在中国有这么自由啊，比美国还自由。
The people think, is it really free like that in China to be able to sell tracts?
其实你如果这样做，也没有人管你，但是就是看你做不做。
Actually, if you do it, nobody pays attention to you, but it's just a matter of whether you do it or not.
有一次我们在一个大城市的立交桥底下碰见一个大学生，一个女的，她也在发一个名片，她的名片是那种。假名片就是帮人办假结婚证呀、毕业证啊、什么博士证啊，留的电话。我说，哎，你发这个你不怕人家保安警察抓你？他说我没办法呀。他说我上大学需要钱。他说他抓住我顶多罚我50块钱，我可以换一个路口，我还得发。
And one time we ran into a college student who was giving out these cards that were just like doing fake things, like making up fake marriage certificates or fake.For something, and so he was asking, "Oh, how much? Are you getting away with it?" And she said, "Well, if the police come and get me, they'll fine me for 50 renminbi, but then I'll still keep on doing it." 后来 to have enough money to go to college.
后来我们就更加有胆量了，因为我们发现
so then they just increased our faith. They're just doing all this something fake, but we're doing something that's real.
在中国还是很多人不知道耶稣。
So many people in China don't know about Jesus.
我们经常坐火车的时候，罗娜喜欢给旁边人传福音，就问他们说，你们这儿有没有信耶稣的？
So a lot of times I'll go around and ask, is there anybody here who believes in Jesus?
他们说，我们这儿没有信耶稣的，我们有姓王姓马的。
Because the word in Chinese for believe and what is your last name sounds the same, so sometimes they say, no, there's nobody around here named Jesus.
很多中国人知道基督教、天主教，但是都不知道耶稣。
They know Christianity or Catholicism, but they don't know Jesus.
所以我们看到中国太需要人去传福音。
So we see that there's a real need in China for giving out the gospel.
也有一回这个。我们在火车上发福音单张了，都是年轻人，从十八号车厢一直发到一号车厢。
There was one time we gave out tracts on a train from car number one all the way to car number 18.
发完以后，那个列车上的警察看见了，知道这是啥东西，就从最后一个车厢，一个车厢一个车厢收回来。他以为是法轮功，就给收回来，再盘查这谁发的。
The policeman found out about them giving out the tracts, and so he stopped them and said, "What's going on here?" Because he thought he might have been following or something.
一直查查查，查到我们车厢了，我们的弟兄姊妹都在低着头祷告。
So they were all bowing their heads to pray.
当时很紧张的，警察来的样式很凶猛。
It was a really nervous situation because the police looked very mean.
突然旁边有个外邦一个小伙子，很高很壮的站起来了，说是我发的福音单张。
But all of a sudden, there was a non-Christian that we didn't even know. He stood up and said, "It was me who gave out the tract."
警察问他说，谁让你发的？
So the policeman asked him, "Who asked you to give out the track?"
他说我愿意发。他说火车上那么多抽烟喝酒赌博的，你不去管一管？这福音单张有什么不好？
There's so many people on this train smoking and gambling and doing all this other stuff. Why aren't you taking care of them? Giving out tracks is something good. Why are you taking care of that?
警察也是欺软怕硬，哎，看这小伙子这么厉害，他就是没办法。
And the policeman saw how strong he was in his language, so he was kind of afraid of him. So the police was afraid of him, so he just didn't bother them anymore.
圣经上说，你们出去就有神迹奇事随着你们。
Because the Bible says if we go out, then there's going to be miracles that follow us.
我们这三年去了六十多个城市，就是发单张。
Over 3 years, they went to 60 different cities to give out tracts.
这是我们在西安市那个星星公园发单张。
This is in Xi'an, there's a park in Xi'an giving out tracts.
现在在这个中国的公园都是免费的，很多这个四十多岁的妇女啊，那些退休的下岗的，都早上会去到那边去晨练。
A lot of the parks in China now are free, so you can go in there, and there's so many people that go in there, you can see some pictures.
在那里面有唱豫剧的，唱京剧的，哎呀，一摊一摊的都是他们在那边休闲啊。
They're singing Chinese opera and just having a good time there.
我们那回去了16个人，当地教会出来了35个人。我们发了2个多小时，在那个公园很大，都是很平安的。
They went with 16 people, and then another 35 from a local church joined them, and they were able to peacefully give out tracts in the park to a lot of people.
有的人给他发了以后，他不知道我们是做啥，他以为是我们做传销的。
They thought they were some people when they see these things are giving out to them, they think maybe it's trying to sell something. They don't know what they're doing at first.
他看到姊妹他们拿那个小包，他说：“哎，能不能把你的包也送给我吧？”
They said, "Hey, can you give us a little green bag as well?" She didn't only want the tracts, she also wanted the green bag.
你们现在在中国大城市很多，有人发的房地产广告呀，发的什么火锅店新开张呀，他们也在外面发广告。
Because now in China there's people that have advertisements for their business that they're giving out all the time.
我们就感觉圣经上说，保罗说，基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音。
Paul mentioned about he wasn't being sent out for baptism, but for giving out the gospel.
所以我们这三年来出去传福音，一路上看到上帝的祝福和供应。
So we see how the Lord provided for us and blessed us during these last 3 years.
这是我们在天津和几十个家庭教会一起开宣教使命特会，然后就呼召说，谁明天有时间。愿意奉献一天的时间，可以第二天8点来集合。
This is in Tianjin with the house church, and we asked if whoever is willing to come will go out and go to the hospitals and give out tracts together the next day.
第二天来了60多个人，我们就分了10个小组，到了10个不同的医院、公园去发福音单张。
60 people came from that particular church the next day, and then they broke up into different groups of about 10 and went out to these different hospitals to give out tracts.
发完以后，弟兄姊妹下午回来都感到非常快乐，就说：“耶，这比我坐到那三天的陪灵会还好。”
And they came back and they were all happy and they said, "This is even better than sitting 3 days in the meeting."
啊，圣经上说，人子来为要拯救失丧的人。
Because Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost.
我们就发到一个医院，有个护士长信耶稣，他说我们这儿有14个艾滋病人，他说你。 在这等着，我们把这十几个人叫到一起，你们传福音，然后带他们接着祷告。
And one hospital they went into, there was a nurse who was a Christian, and she said, "Hold on, I'm going to bring my patients." There were 14 cancer patients in there that she brought in so that they could lead them in a prayer to receive Christ as their Savior.
我们祷告完以后，护士长说，她说我的丈夫是个双胞胎，她说是一个小学的校长，49岁，她说他在这个学校里面和一个他的女老师搞婚外恋了。 后来他的太太把他告到市教育局了，他就没脸再教书了，他就喝了毒药。他现在在医院抢救，能不能你们去四个人去给我嫂子传传福音？
So then the nurse said she had a 是谁？是护士的谁？护士长的，哥哥的，他丈夫的哥哥。Okay, sorry, I didn't know about this one very much. Okay, the husband of the brothers, the older brother of the husband of the nurse. Was in another hospital being rescued, being trying to be saved because he had had an affair with somebody and he ended up trying to commit suicide. He used to be a principal of a school.
后来我们到那医院了，那个走廊呀都是病人躺在那。
So they asked their group to go over to another place to give out the gospel to him and the other people in the hospital.
我就问他嫂子，我说你丈夫在这住院多长时间了？
So he asked the wife of the patient there.
他说二十多天都是昏迷不醒，插了很多管子。 我问他一天多少钱？
He asked how much did it cost every day?
他说1500块。
5000 RMB for one day in hospital.
我就想，你看这么好的一个家庭，因为没有福音，一个小学校长，你看最后成这样了。
He was the principal of an elementary school, it's such a nice family, and then because of the sin in his life, ended up being a terrible situation.
还有一次，我们在河南许昌传福音，有个兄弟雅各的一个弟兄打来电话，他说：“赵弟兄，你有没有时间到我老家给我父母传传福音？”
In San Diego, there was a brother who suddenly gave him a long distance call and said, "Can you go over to Kaifeng to give the gospel out to some people in my family?"
我说可以，我们明天可以去。后来我们第二天
okay, we can go the next day.
就去开封了。
Because they were close to Kaifeng anyway.
一去，他姐姐和他母亲来接我们。And
so his 谁来接？
他的姐姐和他的母亲。Okay,
his mother and his sister came to get them at the train station.
他母亲快80多岁了。His
mother was over 80 years old.
后来他母亲讲了，他的姐姐50岁，他的姐夫53岁。His
mother was telling me his
这个弟兄的姐姐。
Okay,
笑。
Sorry, the brother was 50 and somebody else was 53. The brother-in-law was 53.
他姐姐是开封人大的副主任，是个领导。他姐夫是河南大学的教授。
And the brother was a He was a professor of a school, of a college in Henan.
他两个3个月前要离婚。
And they were, it was in the divorce situation. One was going to be divorced.
所以他弟兄他父母就受不了，说是本来有2个小孩都去上大学了，大学还没上完呢，一回来没有父母了，所以他父母就很痛苦。
So the parents were really distressed because of the divorce situation.
这个弟兄在美国就打电话说，你到那开封给我父母传传福音。
So the brother was distressed too, and he called up and said, "Can you give the gospel to my parents, please?"
后来我们到那边去了6个人，带他母亲和他姐姐，绝志祷告。So
6 of them went as a team over and gave the gospel to the sister, and she received Christ and did the highest thing.
他的母亲。And
the mother received Christ as their savior.
也顺便到开封的一些中医医院呀。
So they were able to go over to some hospitals in Kaifeng and give out tracts along the side of the street as well.
我们知道，在中国很多这样的本来是很好的家庭，很有知识的、很有地位的人，因为没有福音，被这个罪恶缠身。
You know, there's a lot of families, because they don't have the gospel, so there's just terrible things are happening in the family situations there.
所以我们就觉得中国是特别需要传福音。
So we know that we really need to give the gospel out in China as fast as possible.
感谢主。 时间长了。 感谢主，要不要我们一起站起来做一个祷告？
Okay, let's stand together and pray.